Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second, the second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting seventh, the catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Vern Morgan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second, the second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third, the third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Chet Nichols. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Matthews out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock bunts in front of the plate. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Aaron moves to second. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bilko hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rush, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews scores. Adcock moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer strikes out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bilko hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes pinch hits for Bob Rush. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-3 in the game. Talbot hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. It's 3-1, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron bunts towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pavko hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.